Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's Social Experiences Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. In this week's episode, I'm talking about all the fun stuff happening in Calgary for the next week, from Monday, March 29th to Sunday, April 4th. That's right, we're moving into April this week. So let's start with the sponsor of this week's episode, and that is Solutions Brewing. So Solutions Brewing makes three great beers. They have Missing Piece, which is the blonde ale, KISS, which is the amber ale, and Dark Humor, which is the stout. I've tried them all, and I'm not sure which is my favorite because honestly, it really depends on your mood. Like, do you want a nice light blonde or do you want a stout? What are you feeling? They're all good. There's no wrongs here. They are all delicious. You can find them at your local liquor store, and if they're not there for whatever reason, just ask the liquor store attendant or go to solutionsbrewing.com and see the list of liquor stores that their beer is currently located at. All right, so on to the main segment here. And if you're new, this is where I go over the list of events that I post on Instagram every Sunday. This is a curated list of local events handpicked by me because I think they're the things you would have the most fun doing this week in the city. Okay, so number one, there is something super fun happening this Wednesday, March 31st, and that is Latin Night at Hotel Arts. So this is an event where everyone gathers around the pool and there's entertainment and you book it by table and there's drinks and you just get to enjoy the atmosphere of Hotel Arts, which sounds really fun. And they are doing another event on Thursday, which is the same event, but it's sold out. And this one for Wednesday still has tickets left. So if you want to jump on that, make sure you do because I'm sure it's going to sell out. Go to ShowPass to get them there. They're pretty reasonably priced. I think it depends how big of a table you have going. So there's varying price points. But yeah, go check it out. It looks really cool. That's brought from Plain Jane Events. And she's doing a bunch of events coming up in the next month and even further into the summer. So we just have to wait with some of those government restrictions to be lifted so I can tell you guys more about those fun things that are coming up. But trust me, there's a whole list of good things coming from Plain Jane Events and aligned with Hotel Arts and some at Delta Calgary South. All right, so the second event I want to tell you about is Game of Thrones Trivia. So this is an online trivia that's coming from Calgary Sport and Social Club, and this is also on Wednesday night, March 31st. Starts at 7 p.m., only costs 10 bucks to go, so that's pretty fun. I actually just started watching Game of Thrones recently. I know I'm like a couple years behind, but I did read the books back when the books were being published, which was a very long time ago. So I didn't really get into the TV series, but now I just started watching it and it's really good. It's very entertaining. I'm nowhere near being done the series though, so I don't know how I would do with the trivia. But I have read the book, so I don't know, maybe I'd be somewhere in the middle. It'd be a fun event anyway, because I love Game of Thrones. It's such an awesome series, whether book or television. Oh, and I wanted to mention that Calgary Sport and Social Club has another online event coming up. It's a mixology one, and that's on April 15th. So maybe grab those tickets if you want, because I noticed they have been selling out even their online events. So that's pretty cool. Good for Calgary Sport and Social Club. The third event I want to tell you about, so this is like a triple header. So there's a tribute band thing happening at Delta Calgary South, and they have three of the same shows lined up, and it's John Fogerty and Bob Seger tribute bands. And so they are sold out for the Friday and Saturday night, but the Thursday still has tickets right now, and I'm thinking that's probably going to sell out too. It's crazy. Like, there's so few events that whatever is available just sells right out. So these tickets are available on ShowPass. I think they start at around $2.99, and the reason for that is because you're at the hotel. So it includes your stay, and then you watch the concert from the balcony. And I don't remember if you get like a dinner with this one or not, but I think you can do like an add-on dinner package, and that's how it works. Yes, that's happening this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's really cool. The next event that is also spread out over multiple days is Eggstravaganza at the Zoo. So this starts Friday, goes Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. It's obviously like an Easter event. And they wanted to spread it out because that way it's more spaced out for people being at the zoo. So there is timed entry. And it's not like a just free-for-all, like, look for eggs around the zoo, because I think that would be, like, a little crazy with kids running around everywhere. So it's just, like, the staff have candy at certain areas around the zoo, and the kids go around and gather the candy from the staff, and that's their Easter egg hunt. So that sounds pretty fun. It's $25 for an adult ticket and $15 for kids. And there's also an online version available, like an online Easter hunt. I don't know how that works, but that's a cool idea and good for the zoo for putting that on. So if you're looking for tickets, you can check out the Calgary Zoo's website. And I wonder if they'll sell out for this. I bet they will for certain time slots for sure. So if you're picky about what time you go, maybe buy those tickets, pronto. And the last event that I have is not so much event, but just a note of the holiday. So like Friday is Good Friday, Sunday is Easter Sunday, and then we have Easter Monday. I don't know what you guys get off from work, but I'm lucky I get off Friday and Monday, which is wonderful. Wonderful of my employer to do. So I probably maybe will be going back to visit my family because I haven't seen them since Thanksgiving. Since COVID started, I've only seen my family one time in a whole year since March. Well, actually, it's been even longer than that because it would have been Christmas 2019 when I saw my family. So since Christmas 2019, I've seen my family one time, and that was at Thanksgiving. And not even, there's only like half of my family members were there. Like I didn't see my dad or my sister. So it's been well over a year since I've seen them. So I'm hoping this Easter that I can get together with them. I know that's kind of anti-COVID protocol, but I honestly don't even know what the rules are right now. And whatever, I feel like you got to see your family at some point, right? So I hope you're enjoying whatever you have planned for Easter and doing it as safely as possible. And so now I'm adding a little bonus segment here for you guys. This is upcoming events that are a few weeks out or longer that I just wanted to tell you about because they sounded really cool. And hey, it's just some filler for this podcast. Well, there isn't a lot else going on. So the first event is Canmore Uncorked Festival, and that is April 8th to 22nd. And this is kind of, it's called a festival, but I don't know. It's a little bit gimmicky in that they sell you a festival ticket online and it gives you access to special menus at 40 restaurants around Canmore or in Canmore area. So I don't know. Is that a festival? Is that not a festival? You're just like paying to get special menus. It's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know how much the tickets are because I went to their website today and it was down. So I don't think they were super pricey. The first time I looked at it, I think it might have been like $20 or something. But yeah, kind of a cool thing to do if you're a foodie or if you want to get out of the city, go to Canmore. I'm sure hotels are cheap there right now. The next thing coming up is By Cobb's Adventure Park, and this is happening May 15th, so still a ways away, but this one apparently sells out every year. It's an adults-only night. It's called Halfway to Halloween Mayhem, and it's $45 tickets, which give you one drink and a couple appetizers, and you get to visit three haunted houses, and I guess you just wander around like Cobb's Adventure Park, too. I think they have like animals and photo ops and that kind of thing. So it's just kind of like a cool place to go. I've never actually been to Cobb's Adventure Park. I don't know if it's more children, family oriented or what, but anyway, this is their adults night and I'm sure they're going to sell out. So if that's what you want to go to, visit their website for tickets. The next one I want to tell you about is from June to August. And this, you might have seen ads for this already. It's kind of been popping up around Instagram. It's this Van Gogh exhibit, and it does look cool. Basically, it's like this audio visual exhibit where they project Van Gogh art onto the walls. So you're kind of just in an empty hall where they're projecting stuff on the walls, and you walk around and like enjoy the experience, which is kind of cool. Like, I like art and that sounds like very modern and unique way to experience it. But I looked at the prices and holy cow, for one adult ticket, It's $53, which to me seems insane to like walk around a hall and look at projections. Like, what are the margins that they're making on that? That's good for them for getting rich off of this event. But so I probably am going to skip out on this one, but it does look really cool. And there's no food or beverages on site. Like, obviously nothing, no food is included with that. If you're interested in tickets, you can go to calgarybango.com and get a sense of if that's something you would want to go to or not. I know they've already been selling tickets because they sell them by time slot, and the first days are already sold out. So people are really excited about going. It does look cool. I just wouldn't pay that much to go to it. So that is my event section. If you can't find info on any of these or are confused about something, feel free to send me a DM or check my website. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. All right, in terms of restaurant news, so I do have a bit of news. Actually, I had this news last week and then I just forgot to tell you about it. It wasn't written down, and so I did not deliver the message. But there is a meatball place coming to Kensington. It's called the Meatball Project, and it's not just meatballs. I guess it says like cozy comfort food or something. It says it's coming in summer 2021. You can look it up on Instagram. There isn't really any other information on it. I was just kind of surprised that this is something that's happening because there was a meatball restaurant in Kensington not too long ago. It was in the place that Freehouse is in now. And now, of course, I don't remember what it was called. It lasted not very long. Like, it failed. So why there is a second meatball place coming to Kensington and trying to survive, I really have no idea. We'll see how it goes. Like, I don't really have more info on it yet, but I should probably research it more and figure out what it's all about. In terms of brewery news, Alberta Beer Festivals released another Beer Fest in a box. I think they did this a week or two ago. This one is their IPA version. So poor Alberta Beer Festivals. They've had all their festivals canceled for the last year, which is, I don't even know how many festivals that is, like 5 big major ones or something like that. And so all of their income has been canceled. They've been trying to be creative with what they can do for people and how they can add value. And one of the ways they've been doing that is putting together these like mixed packs of local craft beer, which is totally awesome. They did one in the fall-ish last year that was a like lager pack, and then they did one in the winter that was dark beers, stouts, that kind of thing, and now they are doing an IPA version, which I'm not an IPA fan, so I'll probably skip out on this box, but I think that's cool that they're doing it. And what I'm waiting for is the sour version. I will definitely buy a mixed pack of local sours because that is totally my jam. So that's it for brewery news. In terms of where I will be this week, what I'm involved in, what I'm up to. So I am being interviewed for a short podcast segment this week. I don't really know much about it. I kind of agreed to be on it without doing any research just yet. So I'm going to have to circle back next week and tell you guys exactly which podcast I was on and what we talked about. But that's kind of cool. I'm always happy to go on other people's podcasts. And my plan is eventually to have people on mine, kind of return the favor and have some more diversity in my episodes. You guys don't have to listen to me every time because I'm boring by myself. Okay. I already told you guys that I am somewhat planning to celebrate Easter with my family. Don't know if that's a go or not. I also got an invite to have dinner at an African restaurant. It's kind of like a media promo thing. It's called Flavors. And I hadn't heard of it before, but it was in Avenue Magazine as like a best kind of African restaurant. It looks really interesting and good. So I don't know if I can fit that into my schedule or not, but I might go to that media event. I would love to try African food. It's something I eat very often, so that'd be cool. In terms of what I did last week, I really stayed home for 98% of the week. So I didn't do a whole lot. But in terms of cool things, I did get an amazing margarita box from Blanco. It was so good. They, full disclosure, they did gift it to me, but I'm not just saying that it was amazing. It actually was really amazing. It was this coconut chili, very sweet and spicy margarita mix. It was so delicious. It was I don't even know how to describe it. Sweet and spicy, I guess. Even my boyfriend liked it, and he hates tequila, normally doesn't drink margaritas, and he thought it was amazing. He was like chugging the stuff back. It's like a very intense taste though. So if you don't want like strong, like the heat in the margarita, then it's not for you. But if you want to try something that's like extreme flavorful, then you should definitely go for it. Like I really liked it. I guess this was Blanco's plan to get me hooked to it because now I have to go and buy it because it was delicious. It is pricey. It's like $45 for a bottle, but I think they're pricing it according to like how much you'd be paying for margaritas in their restaurants. So it has to be kind of a similar price. If you want to, if you're interested in margaritas, I know I had tons of messages on Instagram, people asking me about it and wanting to order it. You can get it off DoorDash or Uber Eats. You just have to go to Blanco's section and order that way. So highly recommend if you like margaritas. And they have a few different flavors. I just got the one that was the coconut chili. So they have one that's probably a lot less intense than that if you don't want the heat. The other thing that I did was on Saturday, I told you guys I had that reservation at Alloy. It was so, so good. Like, wow, I was really blown away because I guess maybe I'm used to eating like pub food and like, I don't know, I'm pretty happy with like nachos and hamburgers and that kind of stuff. But to eat like a really fancy meal out, it was amazing. I had their beef short rib and it was just like melt in your mouth. It was like full of flavor. They had like an au jus gravy that was just so jam-packed with flavor that I was like, I was just dying. It was so good. So good. And the drinks were really good. Service was good. Atmosphere was good. So yeah, highly recommend Alloy if you want to go somewhere fancy. Maybe have like an anniversary or something. Or maybe you're just like me and you just wanted to go to a fancy restaurant for no reason. So they asked us when we were there, like, is it a special occasion? And we're like, nope. Just wanted to have some really tasty food and it was so worth it. So I was glad that I went. That was really fun. So I don't know, maybe I'll have to keep working on my list of fancy restaurants to visit because that was definitely a highlight. I also went to Establishment Brewing afterwards for a couple of beers to kind of finish off the night because it's, you know, really close to Alloy, and that was an amazing way to just have a couple beers and then go home. Although that was really early because bars and everything closes at 10 p.m. Last call was at like 9:30, so I guess that's, we all go to bed way earlier now these days. Okay, so that is everything I have planned for the podcast this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or any suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM. I really appreciate that you are here and interested in the same things I am interested about, and that means the world to me. If you want to advertise with me on this podcast or in any other capacity, like Instagram or my blog, etc., go to sarahsocials.com/hire me, or you can always just send me an email at sarahsociables@gmail.com. Alrighty, bye for now. I will see you next week.